is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, and we're off. It's week 15, baby. Live Bet Sunday as we shift gears from the countdown to kickoff show to all the action about to get underway. The 8-game slate in the 1 o'clock Eastern window. The book is packed, the vibes are vibing, and we're getting set for what is a jam-packed 3 hours. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel going to be with you throughout it all. And I want to start with this, JVT, to ask you. Of all the big favorites today, who messes up the money line parlay? So you got Eagles against the Raiders, Texans against the Cardinals, Jags against the Jets, Seahawks against the Colts. Those are the four Seahawks, big obviously. Ones. Those are the four big ones. What do you think?
So of those options, we're just talking about the double-digit favorites.
Think, am I missing another one?
Let's see. So Eagles, Jags, you're only talking double digits, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, Seahawks and 49ers. I would say of like the big favorites, I mean, I don't know. Do we go with Jacksonville? Just because they're just the Jets have had these weird games where they push some of these teams. They're one of the better ATS teams that we've seen. They've been in some plucky contests. Special teams have shown up at times as well. And it's just an unfamiliar role for Jacksonville to be such a big favorite, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Eagles do Eagle things and they're just in this scrap with Kenny Pickett, who's out there for revenge.
Oh yeah. Against his former team. Yep, there's that element game. Of it. Low total right. game, 36 and a half.
You chose Tanner McKee over me.
It's funny that you went Jets right off the hop though, because Brady Cook, by the way, just a reminder for everybody, no Tyrod Taylor, no Justin Fields today. Brady Cook is QB1. Adrian Martinez would be his backup. UFL legend, Adrian Martinez, by the way. But this is the first time the Jets have started an undrafted rookie since 1975, when a man named J.J. Jones started for an injured Joe Namath. And his stat line that day included one completion and one interception in the game. And I made the comment to you during Money Moves earlier this week. Brady Cook certainly hoping to have a better stat line than that.
Dude, my man looks like he just got out of bed to play 18 with the buddies.
His man is Philip Rivers, by the way. He's showing me a picture of him.
What are we doing?
Yeah. But so what did you make of some of his commentary on the podium this week? I'm curious that layer of it for you, because it didn't seem all that convincing.
In terms of, like, what do you mean?
Whether it be him cracking the joke about his weight after all of these people were coming out on social media saying he looks like he's in better shape than he was when he retired. Clearly not accurate. And you can see that visually. Then the second layer of that is him talking about how he and Shane Steichen like go way back. And, you know, he knows this playbook inside and out because he runs it for his high school team and that side of it. Are we really supposed to be led to believe that he just opened up the playbook and knew everything and he's ready to go and he's gonna be great?
Well, that changed. The messaging changed though after that. I don't know if you saw that, which was, well, he's got to learn some of the evolutions of the offense now. Look, I think it's a joke. I think that they're acting like this is some funny thing, but the reality is like this smacks of desperation. And if and when it completely falls apart, you're gonna have a lot of egg on your face.
Did you see he had to grab his cleats from the trophy case for the workout on Monday?
No.
That he grabbed his cleats that he wore in his last game out of his trophy case for the workout to get set.
You're a millionaire. Go buy some more.
He will be, as of today, the oldest active player in the NFL, 1,800 days removed from his last start back in 2020. Also, for all of the people that were bringing up the Hall of Fame thing having to reset for him, I loved a bunch of people joining in like, hey, he's back on the family plan for the NFL health insurance. Yeah. So that's good.
By the way, so we're underway with all these games. Big kickoff return for Chicago. So they're going to start their first drive right at the 50-yard line. So already getting a little bit of action, but not great for my Browns. And I'll say this, I have a totally cheesy, stupid observation. I love cold weather games. I'm big on the every single breath is just like this echoing steam. By the way, Nico Collins touchdown. Wow. So we're already getting started there. Maybe a good thing I did not act on my thoughts that the Texans would not be able to generate any sort of offense. We'll see the way this happened. But Nico Collins with about a, what'd you call it, 65-ish yard touchdown here off the rip.
They put the six on the board and then took it off of the score bug. So I don't know if there's something here we missed.
No, I mean, yeah, we'll see. But it's just, that's too easy of a catch and run.
Yeah.
I mean, we're wide open. Clean. One guy misses a tackle and that's it. And then he's off to the races. Now they're keeping it up there. Yep, Nico Collins clean. Touchdown. First touchdown of the day.
Jeez.
That's absolutely ridiculous. You can't have that happen if you're Arizona.
Am I allowed to be mad at you for selling me so well on the 10.5 that I was like, you know what?
You still got plenty of real estate to work with.
It shouldn't happen that fast. Jeez.
I think you're okay. I mean, given the way that this Texans team operates, I'm willing to bet that you might have some moments where they're a little disjointed. What do you think?
I would hope so, and I would think so, but we'll see. Nico Collins, since coming back, though, has been pretty good. Pretty darn good in the month of November.
Yeah. You have numbers?
I mean, 121 last week, 5 catches for 98 the week prior. 2 weeks before that, 9 for 92, 7 for 136. Like, doing work.
Are you, do you subscribe to the Matt Youmans school of thinking that we should downgrade Josh Allen because his wife is now pregnant?
Well, I didn't know there was a pregnancy part of it.
Oh, you didn't see this?
I know that from Matt Youmans' perspective.
Oh, okay.
He felt that way about getting engaged and getting married. I think the baby element of it is actually more realistic because that actually requires more time and effort from you as a parent. He's going to be a first time parent.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the baby has a gestate for 10 months. So
yeah,
but now
you have a wife though that you've had a wife with 2 children. Don't you have to dote on her a little bit more?
Of course.
Aren't you stressed a little bit more about getting the house baby proofed and what you
sat
need?
Around and let her do everything.
Did you ever have a watermelon strapped to your stomach?
No. I've never found myself.
I feel like that's a rite of passage that any man that has a wife that's pregnant should have to do.
No. Big completion on the sideline here for Drake May. So Patriots already cooking. They're inside of the 25-yard line. So we'll see if they can get this done. This is a beat-up secondary for Buffalo. Yeah. These games, the curious part about this, not to just blow by your pregnant thing.
Well, yeah, I think that was pretty dismissive. And I
you do
think
that to
it's
me
pretty
a lot.
Messed up. Of you.
But the big thing... He stepped out of bounds before he got the ball. Is it a catch? Booty? We'll see if that's catch.
It looked like his toe had white on it, but we'll see.
But so the whole point, and I don't know if he caught this, did he use the ground to catch it? Ah, that's a catch. That seems complete. Anyway, there's so many games today, and I think you would agree with this, where you look at the line and you just go, really? That's the dynamic at play here on a neutral. Really? The Bills are that much better on a neutral than the New England Patriots? Really? The Ravens are that much better than Joe Burrow and the Bengals? Really? The Chiefs are that much better than the Chargers? You know what I'm saying? So, there's so many of these games today that I cannot wait to see how they play out because this week, more than any, I found myself looking at the dynamic of these power ratings and going there seems to be some weird changes here, and I just don't really agree with the gaps that are manifesting with these teams when it comes to their power rating.
To go back to the Chiefs and Chargers of it all, because that's one that I feel like is a game that just kept getting bet up in favor of Kansas City that's been talked about a ton this week. And yet, why is no one also talking about the fact that the Chiefs haven't covered in 5 straight weeks or that they haven't, in 8 instances against teams over 500 this year, they've only covered once? This team is not the same one that had the dynastic Super Bowl runs year after year after year. This is a different team this year. And I think people need to accept that a little bit more. And granted, I could have to eat my words if they end up just having a dominant performance today against Los Angeles. I just don't see it.
I would agree. Sorry, I'm looking at this Bears game because...
Near touchdown?
No, I mean, something weird happened. So Bears punted back to Cleveland. I think it was Blackwell who runs in and stops it from getting into the end zone and then goes to bat it while he's in the end zone and then pulls back. So obviously that would be a touchback if that's the case because he's part of the end zone. But subsequently afterward, a Browns player for some reason just ran over and touched the ball while it was loose. And so the Bears recovered it and thought that it was a touchdown.
What?
But I think that this is going to be down at the 1.
Yeah, that's
for
what
Cleveland.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Browns with the ball at their own 1.
But the ref threw a flag, so we'll see exactly what's going to happen. But I think that's exactly what it is. So Cleveland's going to start their first drive at their own 1-yard line.
Okay.
It was a very weird sequence.
So forgive me then, because I said a near touchdown, because I looked up and I just see a Bears player in the end zone.
It was an odd sequence, for sure. Well, I thought, like I said, they didn't show the replay. A Browns player came screaming across and just touched the loose ball. By the way, we have another touchdown here. How about this?
New England on top first.
Drake May with a rushing touchdown, and New England's up 7-0, 10:21 left to go in the first quarter.
All right, that's what we like to see.
Yes. The other part of this, and we brought this up with Warren Sharp, I am very curious to see as Baltimore is going to have their first drive end here with a punt. I'm very curious to see how Baltimore uses Lamar Jackson in this game. as we've talked about all year long, they're not running him as much. I thought Mina Kimes, and I think it was Benjamin Solak, had a really great point on their breakdown of this game, where if you looked at the way that the Bills had attacked Cincinnati, it was low average depth of target and a lot of Josh Allen runs, where Baltimore, the first time they played Cincinnati, average depth of target was over 10 yards for Lamar. Like, they were just taking shots the whole time. You beat Cincinnati by attacking their linebackers. You use your quarterback's legs. And that's exactly what Josh Allen did to this team. And it worked. Totally destroyed him. Came back and won that game. I'm curious to see if Baltimore is going to do that here to Cincinnati to get this done.
A big conversion on 3rd-and-11 for Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce as the Chiefs continue to drive on Los Angeles. Meanwhile, in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence to Brian Thomas for the touchdown to get the Jags on the board here early as well, up 7-0.
And how about on 3rd-and-10, Marcus Mariota converting for the Washington Commanders? Big catch downfield. Here we go. Let's go, Washington. I need that teaser link. Let's do this thing.
That's such a that's a game we didn't really talk about.
We don't need
a
to.
Whole lot.
Nobody cares.
I'm not even sure I would have put it on any of the screens, but you fought for it.
I mean, you get the teaser leg. It is like one of those morbidly curious games. Like, all right, two teams that are out of it. What kind of effort do you get? A combined 21 losses between the two as we're sitting in week 15. And I mean, I think you should care about this game actually quite a bit.
Why?
You have Jackson Dart to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I've already counted that as dead.
No, you shouldn't. He's still alive. I mean, look, he's 2-1. We'll talk about why. I'll give you a reason.
Yeah, we can break down a little Offensive Rookie of the Year. That's fun. Maybe even Offensive Player of the Year, because that market has seen some shakeup recently as well. We got to step aside. More Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, coming up next.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The college football playoff kicks off on Friday, and VSiN's got the guide you need to bet the postseason with confidence. Our CFP betting guide is out now and features full previews of every first round game. You get a CFP overview and insider breakdowns, best bets and custom brackets from your VSiN experts, Steve Mackinnon's power ratings, bold picks across the network, and more. And you can buy the guide a la carte right now for just $14.99. Or if you want to try this, you can upgrade to a VSiN Pro account. Get full access to everything we do here at the networks. So that's the daily best bets, real-time bet splits, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video. And the guide is free as a part of that deal. Get your guide now at vsin.com/CFP. That's vsin.com/CFP. But that's looking ahead to Friday. We got game action on our screens right now in the National Football League as week 15 rolls on. Stormy Bonantoni, Jonathan Von Tobel with you. A few score updates to get you to. Philadelphia Eagles are officially on the board with a quick touchdown to Dallas Goedert. We saw Patrick Mahomes run one in to get the scoring going in Kansas City against Los Angeles. And then can you give me a little bit of the lowdown of what happened with the Houston Texans, who now take a 10-0 lead over Arizona? I didn't see how they got the ball back, and all of a sudden they were setting up for a field goal.
That's because the play didn't really transpire. Fumbled kickoff after the touchdown. So Houston scores a touchdown in its opening drive, kicks it off to Arizona. Arizona fumbles the kickoff. Houston recovers and then immediately retains. So Arizona's offense, this is the first time they're seeing the field right now. They were not out there. They got a 3rd-and-12 coming up. So a fumbled kickoff is what led to Houston taking right over. And for this game, by the way, the Bills are going to punt this back. During the break, Brandon Cooks, I believe it was, he burned his guy down the right sideline. However, he could not maintain possession of it. Couldn't really corral it in at all. By the time he got it, only 1 foot in, got pushed out of bounds. That was ruled incomplete. Vrabel did not have to use the challenge. They forced the punt. So New England, big stop. Yep. Now getting the ball back to potentially take a 2-score lead here over the Buffalo Bills, who closed as road favorites of about 2.5 points.
Okay. You know, something that we didn't talk about when we were kind of unpacking some of our thoughts on the Chiefs and Chargers game that I'm curious your opinion on. And now, obviously, like I said, Patrick Mahomes already with the early rushing touchdown. And so racking up at least some of those early rush yards with 12 on that first drive. Do we think rushing yards for Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert could have been worth a look today? Herbert in particular, we saw him have the biggest rushing day of his season last week with over 60 yards on the ground, which I didn't honestly expect his first game out with the hand injury that he was going to be running all over the place, but he did. Is that an angle maybe we overlooked a little bit for this one?
Yeah, I mean, for Herbert especially, because like those pockets are going to break it because they're so bad, and generally those types of runs, you can like rip off some big ones. I think one of the cool things that the Chargers implemented at the end of the game on Monday, which maybe we'll start to see a little bit more of here in certain situations near the end of the game. With that pass rush being so aggressive because they know how bad this offensive line is, they ran a couple of read options with Herbert, and he ripped it and kept them, and he gouged Philly for a couple of pretty good runs. And for Patrick Mahomes, the general thought process has been, like, with the game on the line or season on the line, postseason, things like that, essentially the higher leverage game, the more often Mahomes will be willing to keep the ball and run. And we saw it on that. I mean, this is it. For now, going forward, the Kansas City Chiefs are a must-win territory. There's no question about it. And so maybe with that sort of thinking, that sort of logic, that Mahomes is going to do as much as he possibly can, put the team on his back, though, if you will, and get this done.
So the live numbers, can Mahomes get 18 more with his live prop sitting at 29.5? Justin Herbert's prop, 21.5 rush yards.
Herbert's 21.5?
Correct.
I wouldn't say no to that. I mean, I think that's it's a perfectly plausible number that he can get to here. Especially like one run. You know, he's pretty athletic. You can get that. You can cut that down pretty easily with a broken run, especially if they're going to start to implement some of those read option stuff.
So something that we were talking about before the break, and feel free to cut me off at any time if we get another score or big play to be aware of, but the offensive rookie of the year market, because we have the Commanders and Giants going head to head today. You make the comment about my Jackson Dart ticket that I should be invested in this game. I have already come to the reality or feel that my 20-1 ticket on Dart is dead.
Why?
I mean, he missed as many games as he did. The running... Go ahead.
It's a pretty weak class, though, don't you think? Like, there's no dominant force in the offensive rookie of the year. I don't even have the ticket. I'm trying to give you some hope here.
Well, I just don't feel it. Like, there was a time when I thought this was the obvious play, and they were really competitive in games. Shoulda, woulda, coulda won a lot of them late and then didn't. And with the win-loss record the way that it is, the way that he's missed games and not taken over enough in certain moments to help them win games, I don't know. I also don't know if Teddarrell McMillan should be an odds-on favorite either, to your point. But what does that look like? Who are the realistic candidates you should be buying in on when all said and done?
I mean, that's, to be honest with you, I just don't know. It doesn't really look like a particularly strong class. You go down to like Travion Henderson, who's on the field right now for the New England Patriots, and he's part of the committee, essentially.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
going to
say, the way that we've seen Vrabel deploy running backs this year, like, should we believe that he's going to get enough opportunity?
I would say no. So like, I feel like, you know, we talked about it this week. Harold Fannin, who's playing right now against Chicago, can he go on a run here down the stretch against a bunch of defenses, that are really poor against tight ends and make a push for over 1,000 yards and be kind of dominant? I think there's a case for that. Maybe McMillan just wins it by default. Or maybe he's sitting on a big game today against New Orleans. New Orleans, though, quietly, you know, top half of the league in EPA per play. They've been a very good defensive team. I don't think they're just going to come out there. And McMillan has less than 100 yards combined in each of the, you know, in the last two games. So it's not like he's turning and burning and doing a lot of stuff offensively. The whole point here being is that this is still a very, very wide open race. And at the end of the day, to go back to my original point here for you, if Dart performs adequately down the stretch, I think the voters will be willing to give it to the New York quarterback who, you know, for...
Well, that would be nice.
Or worse,
like, I
continues
would
to put himself in danger.
I would love that to happen because that would be great for my futures bankroll in general.
Having
at
said
a
that,
20
he just
to 1 shot.
Airballed on a third and
love
six
it.
For
love
no
it.
Reason. So.
For T-Mac, to your point with him having lower yardage the last couple games, he has had touchdowns still in each of them and four in the last three games. He lit it up against Atlanta 3 weeks ago. So if he does have a good game today and he keeps it, being able to get the ball in the red zone or have long touchdown plays, he's going to get love. What happened?
So the Bengals have been just meticulously driving this ball. I mean, like, it has been, hey, first down, get 3 yards, second down, get 4 yards, third down, get 5, we're good. And they've just been moving the ball. They're inside of the 35. They finally get Ja'Marr Chase wide open on what looks like a post, and he just stone cold drops it. That was tough because that was going to be a really big play, maybe even a touchdown if he can get the edge against the defender that was around him. That was an outright drop. That was pretty tough there for Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals. By the way, Kenny Pickett putting his body on the line here. Revenge game for KP. And he gets a dive here. They got a first down. Raiders driving. 4:50 left to go in the first. Come on now. Get it done, KP.
Trevor Lawrence had like a weird...
Oh, yeah, that's a game being played, huh?
Yeah, so he had a weird, bizarre scramble from about 20 yards out. Looked like the play was going to be broken up or dead. He ends up running it in for a touchdown on 3rd and 13. I would love to see the next-gen stats on how many yards he actually ran before he ran into score because it like just scrambling all over the place. Anyways, 14-0 up on the Jets early. It's like a repeat horror movie if you're a Jets fan from what we've seen lately.
You know, don't really love 3rd and 1 for New England, and it's a pretty short one. And they go empty shotgun, and they throw like a fade route to a back shoulder. Like it's 3rd and 1, you know, like try to just pick it up in a somewhat traditional or higher percentage way than going with a back shoulder throw on the left sideline.
Travion Henderson.
Yeah. Like, see, yeah. Right. Like at least just give it a shot here. I'm not expecting you to go for it deep in your own territory, but play calling on 3rd and 1. I think that one at least left a lot to be desired.
A little bit of a development or at least something to keep tabs on in Houston. Woody Marks went down with an ankle injury. Nick Chubb inactive today.
Yeah.
So for Texans run game, this could be pretty impactful here early.
Yeah.
We'll and see if he comes back in.
The Chicago Bears are
knocking on the door.
They are knocking on the door right now. 1st and goal. Colston Loveland with a big catch and run. And now they're going to be inside of the, well, they're about the 7 right now. So very good opportunity for Chicago to potentially get a touchdown in the first score of this game on the board. Caleb Williams, 2 of 4, 16 yards. That last one too, pretty good touchdown, by the way, DeAndre Swift. So that is a official. The catch and run for Loveland, he was getting covered by a linebacker, but Williams was running with him. Linebacker ditched Loveland to get after Williams, and he lifted it over his head. Actually, a pretty good play by Williams. He's looking a little bit more comfortable as we're moving along here. Oh, Joe Burrow, what are you doing? Sacked. That's a loss of like 15. Bengals are going to punt this thing away. Jamar Chase drop looms large on this drive. He ran backwards, dude. What are we doing?
Surprised to see this game still scoreless, considering the state of both of those defenses right now.
Sure. I mean, I think so. I mean, like I said, Cincinnati, they've been moving the ball. I would assume success rate's like pretty solid for them up to this point. And given the fact that there seems to be not a roadmap for Baltimore, but we'll see. That was a long drive for Cincinnati. I think we've only had 2 drives so far, too. That was a really long drive for the Bengals.
DeAndre Swift, gets a 6-yard rushing touchdown. Extra point is good. Bears on the board over Cleveland, 7-0 here to start.
Your boys couldn't do it. New York Giants, I think did they miss a kick? Let me look this up because they were in, I thought they were in the red zone at the very least. I'll give you an answer there, Stormy.
I can't have nice things. That is a nice tease for what's to come, though, on the other side of the break. Stay with us right here on VSiN's Live Bet Sunday, keeping you up to date with all of the injuries, line moves, need to know scores, and scoring opportunities. We'll be right back in a moment.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So, right before the break, I told you that the Houston Texans running back, Woody Marks, was headed into the injury tent with an ankle injury, questionable to return. Well, during the break, I see a report that he has come out of the injury tent, has his helmet on, running back out on the field. I look up on my screen, and within 30 seconds, he's running in for a touchdown. So Woody Marks is back. He's fine. Houston Texans are lighting it up against the Arizona Cardinals right now. Arizona, by the way, their running back situation, Bam Knight, questionable to return with an ankle injury himself.
A couple of things. First off, I mean, I was trying to tell you all week that the Cardinals were dead here.
Shut up.
And that this was going to be something that the Texans are going to be easily able to cover that number. So I'm really surprised that you put that teaser in.
Thanks.
Very shocked by that.
You weren't full gung-ho on Houston at all. I mean, on Arizona at all.
I didn't play him. the other part about it is...
how sad is that, though? You didn't play it, but you were making the case.
I wasn't convincing. Okay, convincing...
I'm not blaming you for anything. I agreed with your thought process.
Convincing is one thing. I was not trying to convince. I was just, throwing some stuff out there.
Real quickly, Jets on the board.
Yes,
Brady Cook's first touchdown pass goes to your boy, A.D. Mitchell. Nice drive by the Jets offense. So getting a little something going here.
Yeah. I'd like to complain about something really quickly. By the way, Shador Sanders with a big run of about 11 yards on 3rd down, so they're going to get the 1st down.
Is it about Jim Harbaugh?
It is.
Okay. Go.
He's a wimp sometimes, man. Like, for all of the chewing on nails and doing all this stuff, the conservative play calling, which he has always gotten away with, and when I say gotten away with, is like he avoids some criticism. You're in a big division, you're in a big divisional slash wild card game against the Kansas City Chiefs. You go 11 plays, 41 yards. You have a 4th and 1 at Kansas City's 30, and I think it's a relatively short one, and you just decide to kick a field goal. Like, come on, man. You're playing Kansas City. Their first drive of the game, they took it right downfield. 11 plays, 68 yards, and scored a touchdown. Your offensive line's in shambles. You don't know if Herbert's going to get hit on every single play or Herbert's going to go. You have to maximize on some of these possessions.
Yeah.
Go back to last week. Your offense did jack. And again here, you're going to trade 7-3 and think you can stay in some of these games? Like, I just don't buy that, man. I don't buy it at all.
That felt like, at least in that moment, it felt like a tell me you don't trust your offensive line without telling me you don't trust your offensive line type of thing on that 4th-and-1. But that'd be such a big swing that your defense is probably going to need in a got-to-have-it game like this for Kansas City.
Yeah. He does it a lot. He's the king of like the 20-yard field goals on a 4th-and-1. And I hate the way that he operates sometimes. And look, maybe they'll get burned. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll go on to win the game. And somebody's going to be like, told you he was right. I mean, I just don't think that's the case, but we'll see. I think the Patriots are not only knocking on the door. That was a big completion, I think, right here, right?
So a big completion following what was a big 17-yard run from Drake May to put them in position there. And that's something I wanted to follow up with you on. So coming into this week, Drake May, second shot on the board for MVP, feels like a big game against Buffalo here for his case. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford, same thing, a big opportunity today against the Detroit Lions for his case.
I mean, if he's going to win, he's going to be a favorite. And then when Stafford wins later, then he's going to be a favorite. Every fart in the wind with these odds, they have no idea what's going on. Like, they're just going to change it every single game. They're, as you have astutely pointed out, these betting markets, when it comes to awards, they're not predictive, they're reactive. And we're just going to continue to dance this dance for the next 4 weeks until this thing's over and Stafford wins MVP. That's right, I said it.
Let's do it.
Declaratively.
We both have Matthew Stafford tickets, so that's a little bit biased of an opinion. But
so, like, you know, we're not like rolling in like 30-1 or anything like that. We took him when he was plus 125. And I mean, in theory.
Well, that was why we did it, though, because we were being opportunistic in the market because you knew that it was going to swing.
Right.
If Drake May won a couple weeks ago, which he did, he gets out to like, what was he? Minus, do you remember what Drake May was at his peak?
Was it minus $2?
I don't think it was that
Stafford
high.
Stafford got as high as minus $2. Stafford, no, you're right. Drake May was like minus 135.
Yes. And then so you could get Stafford on the other side at plus 125 after a week prior, he was more than a $2 favorite.
Yeah. First and goal coming up, 7-0. New England up on top, trying to take a 2-touchdown lead here potentially. By the way, the Chiefs are punting away the football back to the Los Angeles Chargers. All right. So for the first of our I don't really get it sides, not a great start. As the Buffalo Bills are potentially going to be down 2 scores here, where the market was kind of all over them here in the spot against New England. Good punt for Kansas City, too. I don't really like the punter wearing the shooter sleeve. I don't know. Like, you're a punter. Let's relax a little bit on the swag that you're rolling out there with.
I'm trying to pull up the Bills. Yeah, so just all that they have done offensively to this point. Back-to-back, 3 and outs, 0 total yards.
Who was that? Buffalo, really?
Correct.
Wow.
Back-to-back, 3 and outs, 0 total yards. They had 5 yards on the first drive and -5 on the second.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's, by the way, touchdown New England.
Outgained 137 to
Yeah, that was nothing. A weird... Again, look, they could come back and win. It's only a 14-point game and we're in the first half, but Drake May with his second rushing touchdown of the day, and this continues to be one of those like weird things, and we'll see if Kansas City can pull this off. They're up 7-3, but they just punted it back, but... You know, Buffalo, if you go over this recent stretch that they had played, you pull up Buffalo's schedule real quick because I don't have to stop the top of my head. They go out on that Thursday night. They play the Houston Texans. They lose that game outright. One of a couple of results over the course of a few weeks, losing the game about a month and a half ago to Miami. Their recent stretch that they've been on. Tell me this again.
So after Houston or?
Yeah, after Houston.
They lose at Houston. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-7. And then they beat Cincinnati last week.
Right. And so it seemed like the market allowed them to bounce back pretty nicely from the loss. And we're just like, oh, you beat up on the Steelers. And oh, you came back against the Bengals. Here you go. Like, let's upgrade this team. The also, reality was.
The Bills win was a gift.
The Bengals win? Exactly what I was about to say. The reality is, if Joe Burrow doesn't lollipop a weird pass and throw a pick six and then subsequently get tipped and picked again on the next play that they had from scrimmage, that was a game that they were about to lose. I mean, they were down relatively in a very like large deficit, and they come screaming back because Joe Burrow throws a pick six and the defense completely collapses. That was a pure and utter collapse from the Bengals as opposed to a Bills win. And it seemed, though, that the market was like, you know, when you're trying to like, is this analogy going to work? When you're trying to save your marriage And so you're like,
you and Isabel having problems?
No, I said you. when you're trying to save your marriage, and like, you know, you're having problems, and you love this person a lot, and you're willing to overlook anything, and they do one nice thing for you, and you're like, just come back. Like, I miss you, babe. Like, it's the same thing with Buffalo, where it was like, all right, they lose this Texans game. They look flawed at every single point. But the nice thing, beating the Steelers and beating the Bengals, two pretty poor teams by the standards of some of these contenders. And the market was like, come on back, babe. I'm ready. I'm ready to get hurt again. And you're getting hurt again. It's 14 to nothing. And they're out of the club and they're partying and they don't really care about you.
And you know what? Let's go even.
That analogy worked.
Let's go even farther back than Houston. Because remember week 10, they lose that ugly game at Miami.
Yeah.
They come back and get a win, but it's against a completely injured Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. Josh Allen still had a couple turnovers in that game. It was an ugly back and forth one. Their defense gave up 32 points in the win. And then they lose to Houston, beat a bad Pittsburgh team, and barely win a Cincinnati team. Like, Cincinnati was in the driver's seat that entire game before Joe Burrow throws two picks on back-to-back plays, one being a pick six. Sure. So I'm in complete agreement with your thought process here. Shouldn't have done the teaser with New England. Probably should have just played it.
Yeah. Like me.
Like you did. Moneyline. Look at you go.
We'll see. It's 14 to nothing. We've seen crazier things. By the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Josh Allen can do like masterful things when he wants to.
Yes. And as we're talking about something positive for me, something negative, I'm going to lose this +8 for the Cleveland Browns. They are getting gouged right now. Another big throw downfield. Williams to Burden. We got another first and goal for Chicago. They are inside and this is their third possession, I believe. So three possessions, two red zone appearances, and we'll see if they can get two touchdowns for it as well.
Want to know a fun fact about Brady Cook start the game?
Really quick before you get that. Look, in offense in 2025, going for it on 4th-and-2, Jim Harbaugh should pay attention. Go ahead.
Brady Cook in his NFL debut, 6 for 6, 51 yards and a touchdown, already has more passing yards than Justin Fields did in 3 of his starts this year.
Really? Seriously? Yep. That's awesome. That's a good stat.
It's a good nugget.
By the way, I think the Ravens were called for encroachment. They were. Neutral zone infraction, 4th-and-2. Cincinnati is going to get a fresh set of downs. Let's go. Come on, buddy. Joey B, prove them all wrong. They all said that you were quitting this week. I believed.
You said, I didn't see those comments about him not loving football. I just saw him talking about Pokemon. He looked like he was in a very good mood.
Oh, boy. Who scored the first touchdown for Philly? It was Goddard?
Yep.
He almost had another one, but a outright drop here in the end zone, wide open, and he can't hold on to it. So 3rd-and-goal coming up for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, look at this. We're talking about it. Just that was one of those where you're like, oh, I got it. And it just completely slipped out of his hands. And
for a guy like Goddard, too, that's a ball he grabs, what, 99 out of 100 times right in his hands?
Sirianni's not happy. I mean, that's one of those where it's like, relax, buddy. Like, he dropped it. I think he understands. They see, that's where I get, because Goddard did like the tapped his chest, my bad. That's where I'll accept it. Where I don't accept it is like when a guy gets like completely burned on like a game clinching play and he like stands up and he's like, my bad. Like, yeah, thanks, buddy. We lost. I know it's your bad. We don't need that. DJ Moore, touchdown, Chicago, into the end zone again. Okay. Browns are going to get slaughtered today.
Listen, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're nail.
Sometimes you're the blade, sometimes. And sometimes you're the handle.
No one's going to get that, but it's okay. We got to step aside. More Live Bet Sunday coming up after this. We'll hit you with some of the potential live betting opportunities, some injuries to update you on as well. Don't go anywhere as we roll along here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So we're still scoreless in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Bengals were driving, and as Joe Burrow tries to hit his boy Ja'Marr Chase, what happens?
Hit him in the hands, popped up, and picked off. It's for the second time today, a pretty costly mistake from Ja'Marr Chase. Previous drive was wide open downfield, and just Stone Cold dropped the play. And then on this one, it's a little bit of a tougher ask of Ja'Marr Chase. A little behind, a little high. He's got to go up and extend, but he got both hands on it and ultimately can't get it. It is picked off. The third interception in 2 games for Joe Burrow. And in fact, I'd say the third interception in, what are we talking here? 2 quarters.
Yeah.
2.5 quarters for Joe Burrow.
Marlon Humphrey, the one with the interception there as the Ravens take over and are often literally running a big running chunk play there a moment ago. Still scoreless, though, as I mentioned. Baltimore closed 3-point favorites. They're laying 3.5 on the live line, despite no points on the board. Live total sitting 37.5 in what is certainly a cold one out there in Cincinnati, but it doesn't look like wind has played that much of a role.
No, I mean, Cincinnati's got to be kicking itself here because two drives look pretty promising and two mistakes ultimately end those drives. And now, you know, your defense isn't good. Eventually it's going to break. You give up a big run here. Lamar and the Ravens are already on the other side of the 50. You've got to limit the mistakes. It's what led to you losing the game last week to Buffalo, and it's ultimately why you're in this position right now, potentially giving up a scoring drive.
Also, I can't remember if you mentioned this already or if the Bears were just knocking on the door before we went to break, but worth noting that Chicago extends their lead 14-0. Caleb Williams hits a 3-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore on 3rd and goal. 7-play, 80-yard drive. Highlighted by a couple big Williams completions, 24 yards to Colston Loveland, 40-yarder to Luther Burden. They are looking pretty dominant here early against the Browns.
So this is going to benefit me. I don't know what these officials are looking at. That was a very clear and obvious pass interference from LA against the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's an official in the window just staring at the play and ultimately does not call it. So that's going to benefit. And I believe the Ravens just turned the ball over.
That's what it looks like.
Pick? I don't know. That one, I don't think that'll stand. I think it squirts out of the end. We're looking at another bobbled pass and then potentially intercepted.
Did he have possession going to the ground?
Yeah. The problem is, so it's going to be hard to describe. Defender has the ball and it's loose. It's not touching the ground. I thought on the replay on his side, it maybe touched the ground a little bit. We'll see. I mean, they called it an interception. That's the important part. So I don't know if there's going to be definitive evidence to overrule it, but we also haven't seen, I think, every single angle here.
Yeah, we're in the commercial break there. We'll let you know when we come back how that ultimately plays out. And how about the Arizona Cardinals? All right, they're on the board. Trey McBride gets the touchdown. Set an NFL record, by the way, for most consecutive games with 5+ catches for the tight end there as well.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
All right. That's all right. Arizona's on the board.
Good job, buddy. There you go.
17-7.
Yeah, come on now. I'm sorry. I'm looking up stats. You know, some things happen. I just fully admit that I wasn't listening.
Well, we talked about all of the Cardinals wide receiver issues. No Marvin Harrison, of course, to headline that group. But Trey McBride already here with just a couple minutes into the second quarter, 5 catches, 47 yards and a touchdown. Nobody else has more than a yard.
Dude, it's going to get ugly out here in New England. Bills had to punt it away. New England has the ball yet again. First 3 drives, 2 of which have led to touchdowns here for New England, and now they have the ball again here against Buffalo.
I did look to see what the, at least, live available price was for MVP. Matthew Stafford -130, Drake May +112.
You know what? I'm going to look this up right now. I know that I was trying to give you some hope. Having said that, the Commanders are up 10-0, and your team...
Yeah, it's ugly.
We'll call it your faux team here in the New York Giants, led by Jackson Dart.
They're only my team because I have a Jackson Dart ticket for anyone who's just joining us for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
They're about to give this back. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right. Offensive Rookie of the Year doesn't update. They only update MVP.
Yeah, MVP is the only one that you can see live. Let me look around
some response, see if I can find it. That's going to be curious to see if that moves around at all. Or what moves around, I should say.
While you do that.
Nothing.
Jets-Jags. I missed it.
Got to keep an eye on it.
I missed it, but Trevor Lawrence had another 16-yard touchdown pass a few minutes ago, so they're up 21-7.
Okay. A sneaky over game. We'll see. Not being able to keep the Jets at bay. They needed Derek Stevens with us earlier today. They needed the Jets, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Which, not looking great here early. 21-7, again, your score right now. Trevor Lawrence having a really sharp day to start. 8 of 10 for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. No picks, no sacks. Just a couple minutes into the second quarter here. Tootin, by the way, with that most recent touchdown, Brian Thomas Jr. also on the board here early in the receiving game. And Trevor Lawrence had that rushing touchdown I mentioned earlier where he was scrambling all over the place.
Yeah. The worth pointing out, the interception stood for Cincinnati.
Okay.
So we are, we have a Cincinnati ball right there. They are taking over. Yeah, I'm rearranging.
Live total 34.5 in that game.
That's pretty low. I mean, what's Cincinnati's team? What's the side, first off?
Ravens -1.5.
Okay.
-120 money line.
And what is Cincinnati's team total?
Give me a second.
Because, like you said, I mean, let me double check to see
16
if I...
16 and a half. Minus 135 to the over.
Okay. I mean, I'm thinking I'm pretty tempted here by Cincinnati to have... So you went 11 plays, 40 yards, had a drop pass from Jamar Chase that would have set you up for a red zone possession at the very worst. And then you had to punt the ball away. You had a 7-play, 28-yard drive that were you were moving, then tip pass intercepted going all the way back. You've been moving the ball relatively well. You haven't been great on third downs. Only averaging 3.8 yards per play here, but Cincinnati's got to be kicking itself. I mean, at the very least, they should have some points on the board here. We'll see what they can do on this drive, but I think the Bengals have kind of shown here at this point that they have been the more consistent offensive team. 6 first downs to 2, 3.9 yards per play to 2.6. If you had to venture a guess, how many passing yards do you think the Ravens have right now? Don't pull it up. You have it in front of you?
I don't.
Don't cheat.
I mean, I haven't seen them do much of anything, so 10?
Negative 5.
All right.
That's and then another big play downfield that's dropped. Oh, come on, dude. This team's killing me.
Bengals also time of possession, had the ball nearly 5 minutes longer.
Yep. How do you say this guy's a Yashavash?
No, that's wrong.
You do a very good.
Yosavash,
thank you. I apologize. I always have a lot of trouble with it. But Yosavash downfield, he's got it. A little underthrown. Get your hands on it, but he can't complete the catch. Big drop there again. I mean, Cincinnati's had a lot of opportunities.
Missed opportunities just feels like a theme for them. Yep. The last, to your point, though, 2.5 quarters.
Yep. I'm also maybe looking at this from the positive side of things because I want that to be true.
So Chargers-Chiefs, we had kind of that early scoring right away, those first two drives with points on the board for both Kansas City and L.A. Nothing doing since.
I mean, I guess, look, maybe Harbaugh was right. Maybe he was right in getting the field goal here. But to the point of your offense, you're still down by 4, and your offense has not moved the ball. So we'll see if you can move on this drive. But right now, it's a good thing I did not really play that goal of the Grand Salami here. We have some dead games today so far in terms of scoring.
For anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's kind of a fun bet that you can play really in any sport, but it is the total points scored for the slate of games for the day. I like to have fun with it in hockey every once in a while. But yeah, the thought process there was, hey, with all of this weather and people maybe overreacting to it, that total is going to be a little bit lower, maybe take the over. But we have seen some slower starting games and a handful of the options out there.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one for Cincinnati too. They just showed Jamar Chase on a third and nine. Jamar Chase completely breaks the ankle of his defender. Shakes him on a double move. He's wide open for a touchdown. Burrow doesn't see it. They only get 7 yards. They kick. They punt it away on 4th and 2. That's tough.
Adjusted team total juice, even money.
Okay.
Even money on over 16.5 after it was minus 1. Can't
trust
them. 125, 135 a second ago?
Something like that, yeah. Can't trust them.
All right. So let's just call that game a stay away because it's ugly right now. Again, Baltimore laying 1.5 on the live line. Live total down to 32.5. There's just nothing doing for either one of these teams. Our highest scoring game of the day, Jags and Jets, Jacksonville 21-7 live total there, 55.5. Jags laying 21.5 on the live line, even money. Washington up 10-0 on the Giants. New England up 14-0 on Buffalo, laying 8.5 on the live line, total 45.5. And then this is a game we haven't talked about much. The Eagles up 10-0 on Vegas right now, live total 33.5. The closing total was 36.5, was 38.5 most of the week, and then just steadily kind of came down.
So a couple of notes here. First off, big play for the Chiefs. I don't know what it is, but I want to see it. I believe it's a turnover of some sort. Second, that Eagles game, going back to the Goddard drop, the big difference because they settled for a field goal there. Third, big favorites. I think the theme here, they're taking care of business right now, right? Houston's kind of in control, up 17-7 right now. Philly's kind of in control, up 10-0, and then Jacksonville's beating up on the Jets they are currently covering. So we'll see if these big favorites can actually cover. But right now, at least all in the lead.
Justin Herbert interception.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, okay, that's what it is. And they're going to be deep in that territory, too, in the red zone for Kansas City as they get the ball back here. ProfitX, reminder, everybody, is offering you a 20% purchase match up to $100 right now when you sign up. They're the number one sports prediction market in 40-plus states where you can trade main lines, player props, parlays, even request your own odds or bet yes, no on touchdown scores. There's so much more. 7 days of ProfitXmas going on right now with special prizes all week long. Download ProfitX, promo code VSIN for that 20% purchase match.